Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. 6 minutes past 6 o'clock at the top of the morning today. Here's what's on the plate that I want to throw out you as we begin the show. First of all, Freedom Fest. You know, we celebrate freedom on this radio show. Today's Thursday. Of course, tomorrow is Freedom Friday, where you'll be able to call and talk about anything political you want to talk about. But today, we have Stacey Ann joining us live from the Mount Rushmore Plaza Civic Center. Freedom Fest is going on, started yesterday in South Dakota. And what a great place to do it. Mount Rushmore, which just gives you all of the just the imagery, right? You know, when Trump had his July 4th celebration there, it just wasn't that cool. What a great place to have it. Freedom Fest is going on, and some of the speakers there, of course, is the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, who is a personal friend, is a longtime personal friend of Stacey Ann. Dave Rubin, who's a talk show guy, not just radio, but has a podcast, who used to be a liberal, now is a conservative. J.P. Spears, Dr. Drew Pinsky, you've seen him around. John Mackey, Nick Gillespie is a writer for a Reason magazine, a very much of a libertarian. Anyway, lots of things going on there. We don't know who she's going to come up with for us to talk with at the bottom of the hour, but she's going to join us live from Freedom Fest. Here's what else we're talking about here. Oregon Firearms Federation had sent out a piece, and thanks to many of you who sent this to me. Thank you. Yesterday, Columbia County, which has twice now, the citizens of Columbia County, Oregon, have voted for Second Amendment local county initiatives, the preservation ordinance, and then the Second Amendment Sanctuary Ordinance. These two were voted in by the people. So the county then, the county commission, which is decidedly leftist, sought to overturn the will of the people. So what they did is they revoked those ordinances and replaced them with a version of their own. Okay? And then they asked the court to invalidate their version. Did you get that? The people passed two initiatives written by the people. The county commission says, nah, that's not good enough. We're going to replace it with our own versions. And then that same county commission went to court to ask the courts to overturn their own commission passed ordinance. And guess who joined them? You got it. Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety. Because they provided the big city, big bucks lawyers to argue. Well, Oregon Firearms Federation and the Gun Owners of America intervened. Oh, and by the way, joining in was Oregon's anti-gun attorney general, Ellen Rosenblum, also joining in saying, yeah, these commissioners' own passed law. How would you like to be, by the way, the county council or the Columbia County Commission? The lawyers who write the county commission rules and regulations, trying to find some way to declare them constitutional. Anyway, yesterday they had a hearing, and you can read this because I'll have it on the show plan. I'm not going to get into too many of the details of it, but they conclude by saying they can't predict the outcome of the case, but they really believe that their lawyers demolished the arguments of Michael Bloomberg's big lawyers. They think And they say, once again, we're up against billionaires, but we're grateful for your support. Oregon Firearms Federation is an organization that is well worth your time to support. I just wanted to let you know that there's also a story out there about Mike Nierman might be taking a plea deal. At least this is a Coin 6 story. And when you go to the story, unfortunately, you're going to be greeted by Kate Brown's mug talking about the horrible wildfires. Anyway, Mike Nierman might be taking a plea bargain. We'll see if he does. Two other things that I want to make you aware of. If you ever had any doubt in your mind as to why I classify Shamia Fagan, who's our Secretary of State now, as a communist, it's not just some of the incredibly radical bills that she introduced as a state senator, like, hey, let's let kids at 16 vote. But now as Secretary of State, folks, she has weaponized Oregon's auditing function. You know, under the Constitution in Oregon, our Secretary of State is charged with not only doing elections and corporate stuff, but with auditing government agencies. She has simply chosen to reclassify a private organization, the Oregon Forest Resources Institute, which acts as what, like the Oregon Wheat League or the Oregon Beef Council, in my case as a grass seed farmer, the Oregon Seed Council. These are commissions that are commodity-based commissions. So every pound of grass seed that I sell, a little bit gets taken out that helps fund the commission. And the purpose of the commission is twofold, of all these commissions, including the Oregon Forest Resources Institute, is to, number one, promote the industry that the commission is charged with. Oregon Wheat League promotes wheat all around the world. Oregon Ryegrass Seed Commission promotes Oregon-grown seed all around the world. And the Forest Industries Research Institute does the same, promotes forestry, timber, Oregon-grown forestry and timber. Because you pay for it, folks. Not in the form of just your taxes, because these are not funded through your tax dollars. They are funded through a tax levied against the commodity. They're very different things. She uses that to reclassify them, get this, as a government agency. And she says, now they have broken the law. This is so ridiculous. And it is so very much against the stated purposes, legal stated purposes of these agencies, these groups. They are not government agencies. What this is that this is the headline. Now, let me ask you, what's the purpose of her doing this? Well, I can tell you. It's down in the Oregon Catalyst story, which I will have up on the show plan, both on my Facebook page and both on KSLM.news on our podcast page. Just go to the podcast page, find Political Coffee, click on that. Why would she be doing this? Because this is exactly the fight during the legislative session. Oh, that Fred and the boys allowed to happen, because the rhinos like Fred Girard, who is, by the way, quoted in the story about how horrible and how awful this is. Blah, 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 Fred. More smoke and mirrors. Fred, you're as bad as Kate Brown and the Democrats. Fred Girard releases another statement, meaningless and completely ineffective, that says, quote, this audit is just another attempt to give a patina of legitimacy to an effort to remake OFRI, Oregon Forest Resources Institute, into another taxpayer-funded environmental advocacy group. That's right. That's exactly why, even though, you know, look, Fred may be a Harvard-trained dentist who thinks he's a genius at negotiating. He allowed a bill to pass that remakes the Oregon Forest Industries Institute's board. This was the big fight because Kate Brown wanted to appoint. She gets to appoint the people, to appoint a whole bunch of environmental wackos to that board. This is why they want to do this. Fred allowed that to happen. And now with the Secretary of State reclassifying a industry-funded agency, commission, if you will, to be reclassified as a state agency, now they get to turn it into not an advocate for the industry, which it is charged with doing in its legal entity, its foundational papers, but rather into a shill for the environmental lobby. And, of course, the Secretary of State then has to say, oh, and we think we ought to put environmentalists on the board at OFRI. Now, this woman wants to be governor of the state. Can you imagine? I mean, even Kate Brown didn't do this as Secretary of State. She could have. She didn't. This woman is. Now, if you don't believe this woman is a danger to your liberty, you are so wrong. Because let me ask you this. What other quasi-government agencies will Shamia Fagan then try to change the auditing function of the Secretary of State's office to attack? What's next? Well, let me tell you what's next. And this is why it's a danger to your liberty. She is going, here's my prediction to you, and I want you to write this down. This is 7/22/2021. This woman, as long as she is Secretary of State, will ultimately try to exert auditing control over any organization that actually receives a tax benefit from the state of Oregon. Not the federal government, but the state of Oregon. Including 501c3s, like the one that I have. Or 501c4s. Now, it's already taken place in other states, but I'm going to get it even more sinister. You know what else she's going to do? The communist Shamia Fagan, my prediction, is will ultimately choose to say that she gets to audit and reclassify any church, because they receive a tax break, a tax benefit. And they now are subject to Oregon's governmental support. Oh, that's what I think. That's far-fetched. Let's talk about it on the other side. Ron, hang on. I'll get to you. 503-589-1220. The Power of Talk Line back in a moment at 620.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. We are back. Great to have you with us. Freedom Heating and Air is a local Salem-based company. Been in business here for Salem over 40 years. They've survived the ups and downs of, you know, the business cycle. It just happens, right? Because they do a really good job. taking care of their customers. One of the things they pride themselves on is emergency services. Yes, they have all the other normal services that other HVAC companies do that make your life better. But nothing makes your life better than when your air conditioning system on a hot day just stops. And that doesn't matter whether it's at home. I mean, it's really bad if it's at home. It's really bad if it's in your place of business. They can fix all of that for you. And they do it really well with their emergency services. So check them out, folks. Check them out on the web. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. They are proud sponsors of this radio show. They stand and believe firmly in the principles of liberty. And you've got your choice where you can spend your money. Why don't you spend it with a company that believes the way you believe, number one. And then secondly, takes the risk to get attacked because they stand and support shows like this and radio stations like KSLM. So FreedomHeatingAndAir.net, that is their website, FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Please consider doing business with a great company that believes in liberty the way you do. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you think I'm off base with Shamia Fagan reclassifying churches or civic groups, anybody that get any organization that is gets a tax break being reclassified as a government agency, do you think I'm off base? Do you know it's kind of already been done? Because the idea of reclassifying, as this story talks about, and Ron, hang on, I'll get to you in just a second here. The idea of reclassifying a private organization that gets commission money that is a deduction from a commodity commission, like timber or in my case, grass seed, that doesn't go to a state agency. It goes to this commission and they use it to promote that product or that industry and do research. Because it does both. The idea that you then say that qualifies as a government entity. Now it is subject to Oregon's laws that govern government agencies, who says ostensibly you can't promote stuff they do all the time. Green power agenda, the Oregon Department of Energy. I mean, you just go on down the line. Is it far-fetched for me to say that that might be extended to civic organizations that have been granted tax-exempt status, like churches? And then it puts all kinds of constraints on what a pastor can say from the pulpit. You know, it's already been done. Not that part. But Oregon's law that says, called prevailing wage, which says that any government agency, like, say, a rural fire district that decides to do an earthquake upgrade, which is happening all across Oregon these days, to their fire station, they have to hire a contractor and pay them a higher than normal wage based on Oregon's prevailing wage law. Do you know that some years ago, that was expanded to say that any organization that receives a grant or a tax break from the state of Oregon has to comply with that law? Did you know that? So is it unreasonable for me to assert that that's where the communist Secretary of State of Oregon, Shamia Fagan, would go next? Well, the groundwork's been laid, folks. Your liberty is in danger. You better wake up. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. At the bottom of the hour, we talk with somebody from Turning Point USA, who's with Stacey Ann at Freedom Fest, talking about freedom. Let's go to Ron. Ron, thanks for hanging on. I appreciate all of that. Your thoughts today. Welcome.
Let's see here. Again, no backbone Republicans. Sit by, throw us under the bus, back it up, roll us over. Mr. Girard, you might represent Sammy Ann Cameron, who's in Silverton. you need to get your butt off the damn job. You're not going to serve us. Get the hell out. Second thing, let's talk about what you're talking about, Miss Fagan. Yeah, you know, come ashore. She always wants to undermine, especially when you're talking about timber, farming. Nothing like making another entity to where she can go through and put her own people. Nothing like going through and basically get to the point where our faith, religion, our family values. Yeah, I can see her doing that. Again, where's my Republicans? I mean, minus six senators and minus my former representative. There's no damn backbone. And I'm sorry to say it like that. I have no confidence in this state. I am more bitter now. I'm doing everything I can. Do I see any of my representative senators promoting 301 or 302? Do I see anybody in my damn Republican Party in some of these counties like Benton County, where I went and got almost 100 signatures to promote repeal of SB 954? No. You know, I am at a point, and the last thing, I'm going to be blunt. It may sound racist, but do I see anybody know their damn history of the Republican Party and don't realize that Reverend King has some nice letter using religious overtones that gives us backbone and evidence of why the Republican Party was to Eisenhower? No. See, that's irrelevant. Doesn't matter. You know, I get bitter common sense from a Klansman 41 years ago as a 13-year-old. Then I went for my own party. I'll leave it at that. God bless
you. Thank you, Ron. And you bring up an interesting point. Where are the Republicans promoting citizens' petitions against Senate Bill 554, which makes it hard to defend your family with your gun in your home and allowing dead people to remain on the voter rolls forever? Where's the Republican Party or Republican legislators promoting that? They're nowhere to be seen. Back in a moment. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us on Political Coffee, the show where we talk about the political issues of the day, whether they're local or national, and make a difference in your life and how you can use them to make a difference in your life by making persuadable arguments, not debate, but persuading the persuadable in your world, whoever they might be. In a moment, we're going to chat with Stacey Ann, who's joining us from Freedom Fest, at a great place that celebrates freedom these days, Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, who has a special guest from Turning Point USA. TPUSA.com is their website. I want to remind you, friends, that Pfeiffer Roofing has a new product you can only get from them. It's called RoofMax. This is that product you hear me talking about. It is a soybean-based product that is literally sprayed on your asphalt shingle roof, and it gives you longer life for that asphalt shingle roof, maybe as much as 15 years. And it is at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. So if you kind of know your roof is on its last legs and it needs a tune-up, as they call it, or maybe you've had some leaks and you're not quite ready to spend a lot of money for a new roof, you need to consider RoofMax. There's a great video on how it works, and it's 5-year guarantee and all the benefits of it. It's on their website. Why don't you go to PfeifferRoofing.com? Let me spell Pfeiffer. It's P-F-E-I-F-E-R. P-F-E-I-F-E-R roofing.com. Give them a call, 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. They'll come out and give you a free estimate, take pictures of your roof, show you all the things that they can do that can really benefit you. RoofMax. Don't spend a ton of money on a new roof if you don't need to. Use RoofMax. It's a fraction of the cost, comes with a guarantee, and you'll just love it. You can only get it from Pfeiffer Roofing. Stacey Ann joins us live from Mount Rushmore. Stacey Ann, good morning.
Good morning, my liberty-loving friend Jeff and all the listeners. How are you? Welcome to the morning. Oh, my goodness. It's a beautiful day here in South Dakota. And, of course, it's home.
Of course it
and
is.
So I'm kind of happy about that.
Indeed. Great
We've
to have you joining
of-
us. And you have a special
yes.
guest, right?
Yes, and I want to share a little bit. I heard your intro talking a little bit about our great governor here in South Dakota, and she just had people on their feet last night and did the welcome and talking about how South Dakota is just prospering because they never locked down. And she said, you know, I pulled out the Constitution and I saw, between the South Dakota Constitution and the U.S. Constitution, I have no authority to lock it down. You know, and because of that, it's prospering. There's jobs. People are moving here. People are bringing their businesses here. And so here we are at Freedom Fest. Now, Freedom Fest, if you're not familiar with it, friends, it is more of a libertarian type of freedom feel to it, okay? And it is incredible. They're celebrating several years of meeting together. This is the biggest conference, 2,600 people here, and not a mask, hardly a mask in sight, maybe a couple or two, but not required. Well, usually they host this in Las Vegas, and we just got word the last couple days, Las Vegas again is now requiring masks. So they made a good move coming to South Dakota to host this conference. And there's all kinds of speakers. We had J.P. Sears last night. He was unhinged, by the way. He was great. And I was so excited to see Turning Point USA here this morning. And I'm going to turn Jeff, you over to talk to Corbin. He is the local representative right in the Rushmore area of Turning Point USA. And, of course, Turning Point USA with Charlie Kirk. So here's Corbin.
Corbin, good morning. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Fantastic. So now you you work with Turning Point USA in specifically in South Dakota or other places also?
So I'm the Rushmore field representative for Turning Point USA. So I encompass all of South Dakota, all of North Dakota, most of Montana, and most of Wyoming. And I work with high school and college students from across those four states to start chapters, to rally them to our events, and just basically to just spread the conservatism and libertarian ideology and those kind of values, and just really kind of reshape the ideology on college and high school campuses.
That's really a big challenge, isn't it?
Oh, just a little bit. You'd be surprised. Well, maybe not.
Well, no. I mean, I don't think I would be, but maybe some of our listeners would. Why don't you share with us some stories or examples of how challenging that is to talk about liberty in an environment, both college campuses and, sadly, public education at the high school level, where liberty is not taught the way that it was that it was presented and fought for by our founders. What? Tell us some stories. What are you up against?
Right. So liberty and freedom is not being taught on college campuses. It's not being taught in public education. There's indoctrination going on in every college classroom, from sociology to psychology, even in mathematics, saying that math is now racist. So we, as Turning Point USA, we're going on those campuses trying to be that alternative viewpoint, trying to be that other voice that students are just not getting in the classroom. When I go to a college campus and I set up a table and I'm meeting with students, most of them haven't even heard of us before. That's because we're being censored on social media. We are not being lifted by Google and Facebook's algorithms. We are the ones that they are trying to stop, and they're the ones trying to restrict our voice from being heard. But we're going there as a grassroots movement, trying to get chapters started, to rally the students on those campuses to really stand up and stand for their beliefs and to say, hey, we do not want to adhere to your liberal ideology. We do not want to just sit back and let you tell us what to do and tell us what to believe. We have a mind of our own. We want to speak freely. We want to have open dialogue. And as Turning Point USA, we have chapters and events all over the United States and in South Dakota, everywhere, that promote those values and really reshape that narrative. And we're trying to take back the college culture here in 2021. And every year moving forward, we're trying to really, really push that culture and really try to reshape how college is designed.
Well, the right direction, to be sure, because that is, you know, the Bible says you go into the enemy's camp. So you're going into the enemy's camp, to be sure. And that's the right thing to do. So you're going to the belly of the beast. So let me ask you the question. What kind of response do you get when you start holding some of these events? And why don't you describe an event and then describe what kind of encounters you have with college students?
Right. So the first one that comes to mind, we were at a school in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and we had an event. We were bringing in a former Antifa member. His name is Gabriel Nadalis, and he wrote a book called Behind the Black Mask. And he was coming to speak to those students and speak to our kids and the rest of the student population at that school. And we had a lot of good conservative students going out there, libertarians. And then we also had some protesters there as well who were not so happy that we were bringing a former Antifa member to come onto that campus to really expose what they're doing. They claim to be anti-fascist, but they are truly the fascists. But we had protesters go in there. They were just kind of quiet at the beginning, but then as soon as the event started going, they started banging on tables. They were kind of just they were heckling the speaker. They were just really trying to disrupt it. They did not want to engage in any open dialogue. They did not want to have any honest conversations. They just wanted to shout us down. They wanted to get us off campus. They wanted to humiliate us, but we wouldn't let that happen. We got those people out of there. We shut them down, and we had our event. We continued to push our message. We continued to bring the alternative viewpoint, even when college professors are going to me and even some students and saying that we are fascists or that we're Nazis or we're this or we're that, this and that of phobes, you know, all the isms that they love to call us. But we didn't let that stop us. We just kept on pushing right through. And we had a very successful event. We got a lot of students out there to understand what Antifa is, what it actually is, and how dangerous it is for the young mind, because it sounds great on paper. It sounds very easy to convince a young and uneducated mind that, oh yeah, socialism, it sounds great, right? But as soon as it gets implemented, I mean, if you look at history time and time again, it ends up killing millions and millions of people over hundreds and hundreds of years. So we're on those college campuses, even when college professors do not want us there. They're doing everything to put obstacles in our way, trying to shout us down, literally assaulting us on campus, throwing water on us, throwing food, flipping our tables, throwing our merch, making videos of them lighting our activism materials on fire and saying, oh, we got them. But that's not going to stop us anytime soon. And we're still growing. We're the largest conservative organization for youth in the nation on college campuses, really reshaping the narrative and trying to be that alternative viewpoint that students desperately need.
So you really you you have college professors coming in and acting like Jesus in the temple and turning the money changers tables and literally assaulting you guys in that manner. Do you ever press charges?
Well, as long as we can get it on video, we tell all of our student activists that if you think anything is going to be going south, to take out your phone and start recording right away, because we need to have the proof. They're not going to take a student's word over a professor's. So we need to make sure that we have the proof, because those professors are not nice to any of our students when they are literally preaching communism, socialism, Marxism in the classroom. They think that the ends justify the means, and they'll do whatever they can to get us off campus and to stop our ideas from being discussed in an open and free dialogue.
So friends, that's what Turning Point USA is experiencing on the ground, boots on the ground in these places, these college campuses. I mean, it's all over the country. It's not just South Dakota, but it's everywhere. Folks, they're a great organization that is worthy of your support. Go to their website, check out all the stuff they do. It's tpusa.com. That stands for Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. You can make a small contribution there. More importantly, you can share this organization with others. Stacey Ann, thank you. Corbin, thank you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Stacey Ann, we will talk to you.
Thank you, Jeff.
tomorrow also, as she is live every day from Freedom Fest. Thank you, Stacey. 6:48
you.
In the
Have
morning. Back
day.
In a moment.
Good job. Thank you. And three of those writing, newspaper writing and stuff.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
I hope you enjoyed that interview, folks. You want to, you know, I talked a little bit about Shamia Fagan, right, as our Communist Secretary of State here. And what she is likely to do is, as this story that we've talked about today, with how she has released this audit of a privately funded organization through commission assessments, Timber, saying now that reclassifying them on her own, with no legal authority to do it, by the way, and it needs to be challenged in court, by saying they're now a government agency and they can't promote their industry, which is why they were formed. The fact that that kind of thinking could extend to the pulpit. I gave you the example of how the Oregon's minimum wage law, not minimum wage law, its prevailing wage law, has been extended to any private organization that gets a tax break from Oregon. They have to pay the artificially higher wage on any project. That groundwork has been laid for the kind of mentality that Shamia Fagan has to say, ultimately, that any nonprofit that gets a tax break in Oregon has to comply with government rules and laws for government agencies. That's where this is headed. Now, you just heard from Turning Point USA how this is all becoming the norm of being accepted. Why? Because on college campuses and sadly in high schools, you've got teachers, professors engaging in the kind of behavior that Corbin Hubbell, who we just heard from, described. If you don't think that that kind of indoctrination and brainwashing, which is beginning now, as we know, in high school and in grade school for that matter, and carries on through college, if that doesn't become a threat to your liberty, you're not paying attention. If you don't recognize that. Now, if you do recognize it, I bet you know people that don't recognize it. Those are the people that have got to wake up. And they can wake up because you share with them a story. Maybe you heard this interview talking about college professors literally coming in to a Turning Point USA event and not only disrupting it, but turning over their tables, doing violence. College professors, folks. And you wonder why Shamia Fagan turned out the way she did? She's a lawyer, folks. And she's our Secretary of State, and she wants to be our governor. This is why groups like Turning Point USA are so essential to, like I said, going into the enemy's camp. Take the fight right to them. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you want to comment on what you've heard, got a few minutes left to do that. Linda writes an email about the commission. Here's what she says. Have you seen the dumb advertisement on America's Voice about traveling to Oregon for a vacation? They started out showing Portland as a great, clean city. The rest of it doesn't make any sense at all. Maybe Crater Lake, but what commission is paying for that? It's your, well, it's the tax that we collect. It's the tourism commission from people who come to Oregon. To vacation, to tour. They stay at hotels. They get a commission. They get a tax for that. That some of that goes into the commission, the tourism commission. Yeah, they're subject now. But they're promoting Oregon. Well, isn't that in their charter? Yes, it is. Just like the Oregon Forest Industries Research Institute, or the Oregon Seed League, or the Oregon Seed Commission, Oregon Wheat Commission. That's in our charters. Linda, it's a great observation. I'm glad you made it. And it is the perfect comeback. I mean, it really is, to what Shamia Fagan's doing. It's the perfect analogy. Friends, if you're looking for a realtor, Rebecca Donaldson won the Best of the Willamette Valley. Just like this radio station did, she did. Now, well, why would that be? Well, because she's a really good realtor. That's why. And a lot of people voted for her. So if you're thinking about buying some real estate, maybe you need to sell your home. Maybe you decide it's time to sell your home. Maybe it's time to sell a rental property or buy one. Why don't you call Rebecca Donaldson, Best of the Willamette Valley, gold-winning real estate broker. Call her at 503-269-0747. 503-269-0747. Or check her out on the web at rebeccasgothouses.com. rebeccasgothouses.com. There's another story out there, by the way, that I thought was interesting. This is where, again, the thinking of people like Kate Brown and Shamia Fagan is headed and how it's going to impact your life. The headline is Oregon utilities face big challenges meeting 100% clean electricity by 2040. It's only 19 years away, 100% clean electricity. And by the way, they are not classifying hydroelectric as clean electricity. It's not classified as renewable. Can you believe that? So Oregon's two largest utilities, PGE and PP&L, are not sure they can hit this target. In fact, you know what they're relying on? New technologies that may or may not even exist yet. This is how dumb this legislation is. House Bill 2021 mandates this, and it allows pauses if they can't meet it. And you know how they want to meet it? This bill, by the way, which passed because Fred and the boys were still around, right? You know, they didn't walk out. This is the bill that basically also sets carbon taxes. Folks, for lack of a better term, carbon targets, all of that stuff. Anyway, it prohibits new or expanded gas plants. Doesn't require them to shut down, but you know that's what's coming next. But you know what it does do? There has to be clean energy alternatives. Oh, like wind turbines offshore in the oceans, wind and solar. And guess where they're going to build most of this? It's going to be done in other states, and we're going to buy it. And then they want to restrict the environmental community transmission lines. In fact, they fight new transmission lines, and they give examples of that in the story, anytime they are proposed. Offshore wind, how long will it be before some environmental group breaks with the others and files lawsuits to stop onshore wind? You bet. You know that's what's going to happen. All of this means your cost of living is going to go up massively, and government's going to intrude on your lives because ultimately they're going to demand that you have a radio programmable thermostat, and the government gets to determine how whole, how hot or cold your house can be. That's what's coming, folks, and that's why you need to pay it. Thanks for joining us. Tomorrow's Freedom Friday. You can talk about anything then. See you then. Well, Stacey Ann will be back.